radio station.
我总是转到是基督徒的这个福音电台。
And many times I hear some great speakers on the radio, giving sermons.
很多时候我在收音机里面我听到许多有很神重用的讲员他在那里传信息。
And they're all very good on the radio, but there's one, his name is Ravi Zacharias.
他们都很好，其中有一位讲员。
And I always find him very interesting.
我总是觉得他很有意思。
And I think he's very interesting because he has a thick accent.
因为我觉得他每次讲话他的声音很厚重，所以我觉得。
I think he's either Scottish or Irish from Ireland or something like that.
他的口音重，好像是爱尔兰的那些口音。
And I might say something like, "Good morning, welcome."
我可能这么说，早安。
But he'll say, "Good morning, welcome."
可是另那个讲员他讲话就像这样子。
Yes, and I do not have an accent, but I hope that you will be just as interested today, this morning.
我虽然没有像他那样的口音，可是我也希望大家能够听，能够知道我在讲什么。
Let's start with the word of prayer.
让我们开始祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for this morning that we can be here gathered together with brothers and sisters.
父神啊，我们真是感谢你，今天我们可以与弟兄姊妹一起聚集。
Lord, we just praise you because you are an amazing God who loves us very much.
我们赞美你，因为你是那个奇妙的爱我们的神。
Lord, and I just pray that you, that your Spirit would be here right now.
我现在祈求你的圣灵现在就在我们当中。
And that your word would be spoken clearly to everybody.
所以你的话语能够清楚地讲出来。
And that our hearts would be open to hear and to receive your word.
而且我们的心能够打开，能够准备好吸收你的话。
Lift this up to you in Jesus' name.
我们把这些都一切都仰望在你的手里。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you look in your bulletin, you'll see that this morning's topic is about service and serving God.
如果你注意你的程序单上的话，你会知道我们今天早晨的主题是服侍神。
And this morning, it just came up to me. I was thinking about serving God, but I was thinking about how the world views service.
当我讲这个题目的时候，我就在想到我们到底这个世界上的人怎么来看这种服侍。
If you think about the world and not just the church, if you think about the world, they expect service also.
我们如果注意的话，在世界上，他们也很注重这个服侍。
And there are standards of service even in the world.
在这个世界上也有一些怎么样服侍的标准。
For example, I teach at a high school, and many high schools, they require the students to have community service 40 or 50 hours.
比如说我也是教书的，在我的学校里面，我知道他们要求学生他们需要有40到50个小时对社区的服务。
And it's not a Christian school, it's a regular school, but still they require it.
虽然这是一般的学校，可是他们仍然要求这样。
And also, sometimes we go out to eat, and I'll go out to eat with my parents.
很多时候我也出去吃饭，尤其我跟我的父母一起到饭店。
And to me, I don't have that many requests, but the food might be really great.
我虽然我并没有什么样子的太多的要求，或许饭店的餐点都非常好。
But my dad will say something like, "Oh, the service is terrible."
可是我的父亲有时候会讲说，哎呀，这个服务真差。
So to him, the food is not that important. The service is very important.
所以对我父亲来讲，可能这个吃的东西不是比那个服务重要。
So I was thinking that even the world has these standards of service.
所以我在想，虽然世界上的人，可是他们也有对于服事的观念。
As Christians, shouldn't we have that too, if not more?
难道我们基督徒就不应该这样的对服事有这样的期待吗？
As Christians, we long to serve God.
对于基督徒来讲，我们都渴慕能够侍奉神。
And that is much more important. We should definitely have more than what the world has.
这是更重要的，因此我们要比世人对于服事有更高的期望。
So why should we serve God? Why is it important?
那我们这样来说呢，我们为什么需要这么重要的要明白服侍神呢？
Well, the first main point is God calls us to serve Him and His people.
第一个重要的点就是因为神呼召我们来服侍。
It's commanded in the Bible. It's commanded.
这是一个命令。
And Jesus himself, when he was here on the earth, he was a great example of service.
当耶稣基督他在世界上的时候，他是一个非常好的一个例子。
And one verse in Mark chapter 10 wraps it up very well.
在马可福音第十章里面有一句话把这一个观念讲得非常的清楚。
And this is Mark 10:43-45.
在马可福音第十章第四十三到四十五节是这样说的。
Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
在你们中间却不可以这样。任何人想要为首的，他必须先服侍人。
And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
人想为大，他必须先做众人的仆人。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
你看，当人子来到世界上的时候，他不是要来受人的服侍，他乃是要服侍人，并且做多人的赎价。
So of course Jesus commands us to serve, but he himself first was the great example.
虽然耶稣基督他劝勉我们，命令我们要去服侍人，可是他自己就先做了这样的例子。
Because remember, think about it. Jesus is the Son of God.
我们想想看，耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
But when he came here to earth, he did not demand a throne, but he came to serve the people.
可是他来世界上的时候，他并没有说满心就想着要带一个冠冕，他而是来服侍人。
And another great example is in John 13.
另外在约翰福音十三章也有这样的说法。
This is a well-known story of when Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
这是大家都熟悉的，就是耶稣他洗门徒的脚。
And if you remember the story, all the disciples, they're very confused. Why is Jesus doing this?
如果你记得这个故事的话，你知道门徒们看到耶稣洗脚的时候，他们都觉得非常的困惑。
And this is what he says. So this is John 13.
在约翰福音十三章这样说的。
Start at verse 12.
在十二节开始。
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
当他洗完了门徒的脚，他把穿上衣服，他就坐到他的位置上。
Do you understand what I've done for you? He asked them.
他就问门徒说：“你们知道明白我在做什么吗？”
You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
你们既然口里称我为主，我就是，我本来就是。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
现在虽然我是你们的主，我是你们的老师，可是我仍然洗你们的脚，所以你们也要照样洗。
I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
我已经在你们面前设立了一个榜样，你们要如此行，就照我的样子。
So Jesus always talked about this. He always talked about being a humble servant, and he himself was the first great example.
所以耶稣他总是这样的强调，我们必须要有一个谦卑的心服侍，他本人就是一个谦卑的仆人。
And if you remember, oftentimes the disciples, they argued about this, the disciples.
很多时候我们都知道这个门徒们他们就不明白这个观念，他们起争论。
Oftentimes they quarreled among themselves and said, "Oh, I want to be great. How can I be great? How can I be greater?"
很多时候他们中间也就这样来争谁可以为大。
And I think they were thinking about the world standards of being great.
因为他们的脑袋里面他们想的是世界上要成为大的这个观念。
I think they wanted to please God and they wanted to impress Jesus, but they were thinking about worldly standards of being great.
他们想要服侍，可是他们却有这个世界上的观念要伟大。
And Jesus always said, to be great, first lower yourself, humble yourself first.
可是耶稣总是说，你如果想要为首，你就必须先降卑。
And in Luke 22, we can see that. In Luke 22:26.
在路加福音二十二章二十六节有这样的说的。
And this is very similar to the verse in Mark also.
这句话跟刚刚马可福音讲的很相似。
Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves.
在这里说，在你们里头要为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。
For who is greater, the one who is at the table, or the one who serves?
到底是坐着的坐在席上的为大呢，还是服侍人的为大？
Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves.
难道不是那个坐席的为大吗？可是我在你们中间，我却服侍你们。
So I think a lot of people during Jesus' time expected him to be a great king or a great government ruler or something like that.
很多在耶稣同时代的人，他们都期盼耶稣他是一个可能是一个君王，而且是一个统治者。
So a lot of people at that time they were looking in the wrong place.
所以他们那个时候，他们很多的时候，我们的眼光错了。
Jesus instead, he said, to become great, lower yourself first, become like a servant.
可是耶稣他说，你如果要为首，你要先降卑，像一个仆人。
So how did Jesus serve? What did he do?
到底耶稣是怎么做的呢？
There are two main things that Jesus always did when he served the people.
当耶稣他服侍人的时候，他有两方面最重要的。
The first thing is he took care of the people's spiritual needs.
第一方面，他顾到人们灵性上的需要。
But also he took care of the people's physical needs.
而且他也注意到人们那个身体上的需要。
Both were very important to him, not just spiritual, not just physical, but both.
属灵的跟属肉体的服事都是同样的重要。
Let's look at an example in Matthew 9.
让我们从马太福音第九章里面来看一个例子。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 8.
第一节到第八节这样说的。
And this is the very famous story of Jesus when he heals the man who's paralyzed.
这是一个耶稣他医治了一个瘫痪的人的故事。
And I'll read that. So Matthew chapter 9.
所以马太福音第九章。
Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town.
所以耶稣他上了船，他就来到自己的城里。
Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat.
有人用褥子弹着一个瘫子。到耶稣跟前来。
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
当耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说：“小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
So right there, Jesus saw that this man had a great need spiritually.
所以在这个时候，耶稣马上看到了这个人，他灵里面有极大的需要。
This man, although paralyzed, also needed to know the love of God. Also needed to know the mercy and forgiveness of the Father.
这个人虽然肉体上瘫痪了，可是他同时更重要要知道神对他神的爱，还有神的赦免。
And I think if the story ended there, it would be very interesting already. It would be already very interesting.
我想这个故事如果我们就停在这里的话，你就看到已经很有意思了。
But of course, there's more. Let's continue.
可是继续，耶稣继续这样讲。
At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming."
这时候有几个文士心里说，这个人他说简妄的话了。
Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts?"
当耶稣知道他们的心意，就说你们为什么心里怀着恶念呢？
Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up and walk"?
或者说你的罪赦了，或者说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？
But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home."
就对瘫子说：“起来，拿你起你的褥子回家去吧。
”And the man got up and went home.
那人就起来回家去了。
When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men.
众人看见就心惊奇，就归荣耀与神。因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
So clearly, Jesus took care of both.Needs. This man had great spiritual needs, but he also had great physical needs, and Jesus took care of both of them.
所以很清楚了，我们看到耶稣他照应了属灵的跟属肉体同样的需要。
It is the same. It is the same when we are called to serve God.
同样的，我们也是这样被呼召来服侍神。
In this community, the community that's around you, it could be your family, it could be your workplace, whatever community.
我们所处的这个环境里面，可能。是有可能你的家庭，可能你的学校。
There are people out there with great needs, physical and spiritual, both.
在我们周围的人，他们都有同样很大的属灵里面跟属肉体上面的需要。
And we are called to take care of both.
而我们被呼召起来，我们就是要服侍他们这两方面。
James chapter 2 talks about that also.
在雅各书第二章里面这样说的。
And James chapter 2 verse 14.
那十四节这样说。
What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him?
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能够救他吗？
Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food.
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又缺了日用的饮食。
If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?
你们中间若有人对他说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
这样信心若没有行为，那是死的。
Now I'm not saying one is more important than the other. Spiritual needs and physical needs both are very important.
我并没有说哪一样比较比另外一样更重要，我说这两样都重要。
So here's a person who needs clothes and needs food. You need to take care of those physical needs with clothes and food.
所以这里如果有一位弟兄，有一个人，他有肉体上面的需要，衣服、吃的、穿的，你要照顾他吃穿的需要。
But also you do want to wish them well and pray for them.
同时你也要真的要为他来祷告。
So this verse is saying both are important.
所以这节经文告诉我们，两者都重要。
It's not saying that you need to do things.To earn your salvation, that's not what it's saying.
我没有意思说我们必须靠行为来得救。
It's not saying that you just do one or the other.
我没有意思说你只做一方面。
No, but as believers, we are called to take care of all the needs of the people around us.
当我们作为一个信徒被呼召的，我们是被呼召出来照顾人们属灵跟属肉体的需要。
As believers, God has already given us salvation and already given us so many blessings.
当我们信主的时候，神已经给了我们这么多的恩典。
As a result of this, we must go out and serve just like how Jesus served.
因此我们必须出去来服侍人，就像基督一样。
Taking care of physical needs and spiritual needs.
我们服侍人肉体跟属灵的需要。
Now you might be thinking, oh, that's wonderful.
有人说，哦，可能会这样想。
Who should do it?
那么谁可以做呢？
Somebody can do it.
总是有人会要做。
Or anybody can do it.
或者任何人都要做，都可以做。
But when you think that somebody or anybody can do it, oftentimes nobody will do it.
当你想，哦，一定会有人做，那么到时候，没有一个人会做。
So the next main point is that anyone can serve.
所以我下面要讲是说，所有的人都可以做。
And what I mean by anyone is I mean any follower of Christ is...Called to serve.
当我说任何人的时候，我是指任何愿意跟随耶稣基督的人。
And oftentimes the first objection or the first maybe complaint that I hear is, "Oh, I'm too young."
当人有常常会用这样的埋怨说，哎呀，我太年轻了，我没有办法服侍。
But even young people can serve, and I encourage you that your age, young or old, should not be a restriction.
我要在这里勉励大家说，不论年轻或年长，每一个人都不应该受年龄的限制。
And there's a very famous verse in the Bible, 1 Timothy 4:12.
在提摩太前书第四章十二节是这样说的。
And it says right here, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, faith, and in purity.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做圣徒的榜样。
So all believers are called to serve young and old.
所以每一个人都应该被呼召出来，来，不论你是年轻或者年长，都要侍奉。
And one reason I wanted to speak about this topic this morning is because.Recently, in the past couple months, or the past year or so, I've heard many stories of many people in our church right here who are serving.
今天我之所以有这个负担来讲这个信息，是因为在过去几个月里面，我知道我们教会里面有许多样不同的服事。
And serving in different places and serving in different ways.
而且是在不同的地方、不同的方式来服事。
Let me give some examples first.
让我先给一点例子。
First, in the young adult group, we have Teresa Chen, who recently came back from China.
我们先讲讲我们这些已经做事的年轻人。我们首先有 Teresa Chen, 她几个月前从中国去了中国。
And she went for several weeks there to serve college age kids there at a university.
她花了几个礼拜的时间先到那里，在一个大学里面。在那里服侍那里的大学生。
I think of Timothy Chen. They're not related, but Timothy Chen.
现在我要讲另外一位 Timothy Chen.
And he's not here today because he's in Taiwan right now.
他现在不在我们中间，因为他人现在在台湾。
And he is on, I believe, his first overseas trip.
因为这个是他的第一次跨 出国的一个服饰。
And he's going with a lot of people from the Smile Group in the Wyckoff Church.
他跟着许多其他在另外一个教会的年轻人一起到台湾去。
I think of a couple of weeks ago when we had the annual soup kitchen in Hackensack.
而且在几个礼拜以前，我们中间有我们。 每年我们都去服侍这些无家可归的人。
And many of the young people went too, including Aaron and Alan and Jeffrey and Christina and Gloria.
在我们中间有好几个年轻人, Aaron, Jeff, Alan, 还有好几个。
Last week,
上个礼拜,
a lot of other young people went to a camp in Virginia.
我们中间也有好几个年轻人, 他们到了Virginia去服侍。
And I don't know if you have are the photos? Can you show the photos for that?
我们先来看看相片。
Okay, some of these people you'll recognize. Just a brief overview of the camp, and I'll talk about it a little more in a moment.
我们现在很快的看过，我等一下再介绍。
The camp was a week especially dedicated to children and young adults that have disabilities.
这个营会是特别为着这些心智上面有残障的人所预备的。
Most of them had mental disabilities and some resulting also in physical disabilities.
有很多人他们不止心理上有问题,他们精神上而且他们肉体上也有困难。
So I'll just talk a little bit about the photos.
所以我们现在来看看这个图片。
This is Andrew on the left.
当然我们知道这是Andrew在左边这个。
On the right is his friend with a disability. I think he had Down syndrome. His name's Dave.
所以我们看到这是他的那个残障的朋友叫做大卫。
And here they are in the dining hall. They're about to eat.
哦，他们在一起吃饭。
Okay, next picture, please.
下面一张。
I don't know if you recognize him. This is Ben. This is Susie's son, Ben.
我们看到这是Ben, Susie的儿子。
And he was with us too. And this is his friend with a disability. This is Matthew.
我们看到他跟这一位心智上有问题的这个Matthew.
Okay, next one.
下一张。
Okay, up here, this is right next to the person with the yellow shirt. That's Vincent.
这里有Vincent. Where is Vincent? Oh, that's Vincent. Okay, that's Vincent. Okay.
And what are they doing? They're up in a tree, and he literally is guiding his friend with a disability through the course, oftentimes holding their hand through this very difficult tree course.
Oh, 我们看到Vincent他在那里，他在帮忙，让帮这些有残障的人，让他们能够在绳子上平安的走过去。
And he's with his friend with a disability. That's Jeremy in the yellow shirt.
Oh, 他在正在帮助这个穿防衣服的Jeremy.
And oftentimes he was very scared. Not Vince, Jeremy. Jeremy's very scared for like 30-40 minutes, and Vince just was with him the whole way and led him through the whole way.
你看这个这三四十分钟里面，这个孩子Jeremy他充满了害怕，可是Vincent他就陪伴了他这么长的时间。Okay,
next picture, please.
下一张。
Oh, this is Kevin. You should know Kevin Yu.
我们看这是Kevin Yu.
And this is his friend. I think also at Down syndrome. This is Paul.
Yeah, 这个是另外一位朋友Paul.
And Kevin looks wet because they were playing a game and Paul just got Kevin all wet.
他们已经，你看他好像湿了，全身都湿了，因为Paul把他们玩游戏把他弄湿了。
Okay, I think there's one more photo.
哦，还有一张。
That's me.
这里是我。
The friend in the wheelchair, his name is Josh.
这里有一个Josh.
And he was very good at basketball, I remember that.
哦，他打篮球打得很棒。
Yeah, he's very good. And I think that's it.
大概就是这样。
Okay, thank you. You can go back to the other one. Oh, wait, sorry, one more.
this
is Josh Lee.
This is Josh Lee.
And he's with his friend, also named Josh.
Oh, 他跟另外一个也同样名字的人。
Yeah, and he spent the whole week with this fellow, and they formed a close friendship.
Oh, 他花了一个礼拜时间就是陪他，所以他们现在是很好的朋友。
Okay, I think that's it.
我想应该是就这样。Okay,
so of course, I speak about the young adults and the youth because I'm more familiar with them, I'm closer to them.
因为我为什么举的这些年轻人跟young adults，因为我跟他们比较熟。
But I also know that many in the adult congregation are actively serving God as well.
我知道，我也知道，同时我们年长的人他们也热心的服侍。
I think about Pastor King who goes overseas almost every year.
我知道金弟兄他每年大概每年都到 海外去。
And I know many of you go with him and serve the young churches and the needy churches that are overseas.
Yeah, 我也知道有些人跟着他去。
And that's a great encouragement to me, and it should be a great encouragement to you that so many people in this place, in this room right now, are working together, to serve the community and to serve God.
所以当我们看到我们中间有这么多人一起来服侍这个社区的时候，我们应该心里面都得到鼓励。
And I want to encourage you, you do not have to be of a certain age.
我特别要鼓励大家，你不需要达到什么特别的年龄。
You do not have to be powerful or wealthy.
你不需要很有钱，也不需要很有能力。
You do not have to have certain college or education.
你也不需要拿到什么学位。
God calls us to serve Him, whoever we are and with whatever abilities that we have.
神呼召我们，就照着我们有的这一份，我们来服侍。
Think about Jesus' original disciples.
我们来想想看耶稣他的原来的门徒们。
Think about who they were.
想想看他们到底是怎么样的一群人。
Were they famous or rich?
他们是很有钱，很有名吗？
No.
不。
Were they well educated?
他们受过很高的教育吗？
No, most of them were fishermen or peasants, something like that.
当然不是，他们大部分都是打鱼的。
And were they at that time these great followers with faith that was unshakable?
他们在那个时代里面，他们是不是那种信心很坚强的人呢？
Not always. Even Jesus sometimes was angry at them because their faith was weak.
根本不是，因为有时候连耶稣都斥责他们的信心太软弱。
But Jesus trained them.
可是耶稣训练他们。
And he loved them very much.
他非常的爱他们。
And God used these ordinary people, these disciples and the early disciples, to build the foundations of his church.
所以耶稣用这些平凡的人来建造教会的根基。
I want to look at a verse in 1 Corinthians.
我现在要提一段哥林多前书的经文。
And it just talks about this point that really,No matter who you are called to serve, and you can serve in some way.
这里这个经文意思就要告诉我们说，不论我们是怎么样的，我们都有都可以服侍。
This is 1 Corinthians 12:27-28.
哥林多前书十二章二十七到二十八这样说的。
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles.
神在教会所设立的第一个是使徒。
Second, prophets.
第二是先知。
Third, teachers.
第三是教师。
Then workers of miracles.
其次是行异能的。
Also those having gifts of healing.
再次是得恩赐医病的。
Those able to help others.
帮助人的。
Those with gifts of administration.
治理事的。
And those speaking in different kinds of tongues.
说方言的。
Basically, the verse is saying that there are many different parts of the church, all that are necessary.
所以基本上这个经文告诉我们，教会里面需要各种不同的部分。
So you might be thinking, oh, there's no way I can serve. There's nothing I can do.
你可能说，哎呀，我没办法侍奉。
But no, as you can see, there are many different roles that we can all play.
可是并不是这样。你看，有许多的角色，我们都可以服侍。
Of course, not everyone can be the pastor.
当然不是每一个人你都可以做牧者。
You can't have a church with 200 pastors.
你不可能一个教会里面有200个牧师。
So not everyone should be a pastor.
所以并不是每个人都做牧师。
Not everyone will be the music leader.
也不是每个人都可以带领音乐。
Not everyone will be a speaker.
也不是每个人都能讲道。
Not everyone will be a deacon.
也不是每个人都是可以成为执事。
But for everyone, there's some role. There's at least one role that you can play.
可是至少在教会里面，你至少有一样你可以做。
To serve God and to serve His kingdom.
就是服侍神，而且服侍他的国。
In 1 Peter 4:10, it says.
在彼得前书第四章第十节这样说的。
Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms.
每个人都要照他所得的恩赐来服侍人，忠心的服侍人。
So here it says that no matter what we have or what gifts that God has given us, we can give them back and through service.
所以这里就是说，不论我们是怎么样，我们都可以用着神给我们的恩赐来服侍神。
And that leads me to the third point.
所以现在我来到了第三大点。
It says that you can serve in many different places, you can serve in many different ways.
我们可以在不同的地方、不同的方式 来服侍。
Serving can be very simple.
可以很简单的服侍。
There's a verse in Matthew 10.
在马太福音第十章这样说的。
Verse 42.
四十二节。
And it talks about, Jesus is talking about ways to serve.
耶稣也谈到了服侍的方式。
And he mentions that even giving his disciples a cup of cold water,
他说你就是给一个给门徒一杯水
will be remembered. That is something significant.
所以你给一杯水的时候，你仍然能够被神纪念，这是非常重要的。
You know, his disciples are traveling around and it's very hot in that area. Just a cup of cold water.
所以这里说，当门徒们他们各地旅行的时候，当很热的时候，你给他一杯水。
Why would that be mentioned in the Bible?
为什么圣经要提这一件事情？
Because I think serving can be very simple.
因为我知道，我说可以有服侍可以是很简单的。
And many times again, I think we think, oh, I have to be like a pastor to serve. Oh, I have to be this and this leader to serve. But yes, those are service, but there are many different.Types that are much more simple.
是很多的时候，我们认为啊、哦，就是要牧者、牧师他们才能这样侍奉。是的，很多时候需要这些的侍奉，但是也可以是很简单的。
And I think about many good examples in the early church, which you can see in the book of Acts.
我也想到初期教会有许多很好的例子。
Let's first look at Acts chapter 4.
当使徒行传第四章这样子说的。
This is Acts chapter 4, verse 34 to 37.
使徒行传第四章34到37节这样说。
And this is the early church, when the believers were first forming the church.
这是最早期的教会。
There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone...As he had need.
那周也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产、房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
So these early believers, they all put their finances together.
所以我们看初期教会的时候，他们把他们的钱财摆在一起。
And not only did they support the ministry, but they supported one another in just whatever daily needs that they had.
他们并不只是说在传道的事工上用，而且是在每天他们彼此的生活上的供应。
Some, I think, were very wealthy, some of those early disciples.
在初期的这些门徒们有人很有钱。
And they sold, it says here, they sold their land, they sold houses, they sold fields.To help the early church.
这里说他们把他们的田产房屋都卖了，因为他们要来彼此帮助。
But some, I think, were not wealthy, but they gave anyway.
也有很多人，他们并不是有这样的田产，可是他们也给。
And still in Acts, in chapter 11,
而在十一章里面有这样子说的。
Acts chapter 11, 29 to 30.
使徒行传十一章的二十九到三十节。
The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea.
于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱送去给供给住在犹太的弟兄。
This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拉巴和扫罗送到众长老那里去。
And I want to focus right at the beginning, each according to his ability.
在这里我特别要强调，这里说照个人的力量。
So I think some of the disciples could give a lot, but some could only give a little, but both were welcome, both were very important.
所以你看，有人可以给很多，可是有人给很少，可是每个人都很重要。
Similar with your service, it could be financially or whatever. Whatever ability, each according to your ability, God will honor that service.
同样的，你在钱财方面的奉献，神会尊重，会纪念，照你的能力所给出来的。
So I know many believers feel that, oh, they might be too young, they've only been a Christian for maybe a few years. They feel like they're not ready.
许多人他可能说：“哎呀，我才得救这么两三年，我可能还没有准备好。”
But I think that even young Christians can learn more about God and can learn through serving.
所以我认为就算是年轻的基督徒，我们经过服侍，借着服侍，我们可以更多的认识神。
Even when you serve with whatever small abilities that you might have, God will take that and honor that, and he'll love that.
虽然你服侍的进上来的是那么一点点的东西，可是神会纪念它，使用它。
I think about some moreexamples here in the church here.
我在这里仍然想到了我们中间的一些例子。
I know that some people are very uncomfortable with standing in the front or coming up here and doing those types of service.
我知道有些人他们叫他站出来站到这个台上他可能觉得很不自
在。 But I know there are many members of the adult congregation that visit people every week.
可是我知道我们中间有许多的人他们每个礼拜都出去做探望的工作。
AndI would never have known of it because I don't really know the people, but I remember my mom mentioned it to me several times.
虽然我不记得，因为我不知道认识很多的大成年人这里，可是我记得我妈妈曾经跟我提过几次。
I know that every week there are people that just on their own, not through a official service or anything, but on their own, they go to people's houses and they look after them, they pray for them, they visit them, see how they're doing.
我知道我们中间并不是经过什么安排特别的指定的去做，而是自愿的到一些家庭里面去为这些人祷告，去探望他们。
That is a wonderful way to serve.
这实在是一个非常美的一个侍奉。
And they look after them week after week and build strong friendships and strong relationships, get them involved in the church, things like that.
这样子连这么一直连不停的这样子去拜访他们，而且把他们带到领到教会来。
I think that although I may never know who those people are,
我可能都不认识这些人。
But I think that is an amazing way to serve.
可是我认为这实在是一个非常好的服事。
And before we were talking about some physical needs.
当我们在谈一些肉体上的服事需要以前
，I think that's a great example of taking care of spiritual needs.
我们说到注意福灵里面的需要是很重要的。
I also know a lot of people in this congregation, they pray a lot.
我知道在我们中间有许多的人他们在祷告上有很多的服事。
And not just Tuesday night prayer meeting, they come to that.
并不是只是礼拜二晚上的祷告会。
But I remember once I came, I think on a Wednesday or a Thursday, I came here just to get something. I think I came to get that speaker.
我记得有个礼拜三，当我跑到这里来，我大概是想要拿那个扩音器。
It was like 3 p.m. or something. 啊 ，3 o'clock.
哦，大概中午三点钟。
Yeah, and I thought nobody was here.
我以为没有人会在这里。
There's no meeting here, no Bible study, nothing.
因为中午三点钟没有什么查经的聚会。
But I came in and I saw several sisters from the adult congregation. They were just here.Just praying on their own.
而当我来的时候，我发现了有几位姊妹，她们就在这里，她们在这里祷告。
And I'm pretty sure that Pastor King did not tell them to come then.
我相信并不是金弟兄要他们来的。
I think they just came. They came on their own. They saw the need for prayer, and they were very faithful in prayer, and they served their congregation through praying on their own.
我想是他们自愿自发，他们看到了教会的需要，所以他们就来到这里，用祷告来服侍教会。
One way to take care of spiritual needs is through praying, and I think everyone can do that.
我知道这属灵的服侍最重要的祷告，每一个人都可以做。
And again, if you look in Acts, it talks about how that is very important.
同样的，我们在《使徒行传》里面，我们知道他那里说到祷告是何等的重要。
One example is in Acts chapter 12.
其中十二章有这样的一个例子。
This chapter it talks about Peter when he was in prison.
这个故事讲到了彼得当他被摆在监狱里面的时候。
And if you know the story, eventually he escapes. Sorry, I ruined the ending for you. He eventually escapes miraculously.
所以我们知道那个故事讲到彼得后来很神奇的。他跑出了监狱。
And I remember reading this when I was young, a great story.
当我年轻的时候，我读这一段故事。
But when I looked at it again, there were some important verses even before that story.
在我后来我注意到了，在这个彼得被拿出监狱的前面还有一些重要的经文。
So I think it's very easy to focus on, the miracle, and then the bars fell off, and the prison shook, and what an amazing thing.
很多时候我们人的眼光很容易去注意那个神迹性的事情啊，这个监狱怎么开了，锁链掉了。
But let's look at Acts 12 verse 4 and 5.
可是在使徒行传十二章第四第五节这样说的。
After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each.
希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人。
Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover.
意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。
And here's the verse that really stood out to me, verse 5.
注意第五节就是我说的经文。
So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
I think that this miracle happened because there were people supporting Peter, earnestly praying for him.
我想这个神迹之所以能够产生，是因为有人这么迫切急切地为彼得祷告。
And today it's the same.
今天仍然同样的。
Many people go overseas and live there for years and years. Some go every year.
许多人他们甚至到海外到外地去传道，有些人每年去几次，有人去的好久。
But at the same time, there are people here who never will go overseas.
同样的，有很多时候我们这些根本就没有机会到外地去的。
But they are faithfully supporting them through prayer.
可是许多没有出去的人却在这里很忠心地为他们祷告。
And I know that many of these servants and many of these missionaries that go around the world would fail if it were not for the earnest prayers of people here home.
我知道许多的人如果他没有在家里面的祷告支持的话，他们在外面的传道他们会失败的。
So again, to whatever abilities you have, to whatever gifts that you have.
同样的，我再说一。不管我们有怎么样的能力，
some people will be called to go overseas.
有人会被可以到外地出去。
Many will be staying here at home, supporting them through prayer.
可是大部分的人会在家里面，在祷告里面来支持他们。
So I was talking about how you could serve in many different ways. I think this is one way. If you're thinking about, oh, what's one way I can start? I think one very, not easy, but very simple way is supporting your brothers and sisters in prayer.
所以你看我提了各种样子不同的服侍的方式，所以最简单的方式就是你可以在祷告里面来服侍你的弟兄。
And again, I think many times you feel that the only way you can serve is through public things, through speaking out loud, things like that.
我还是要再说一次，很多时候我们以为公开的讲道这样子是一个服侍。
But it's not. Many times you will do serving or you'll do service,And really, only God will know.
但是并不是这样，很多时候你的服事只有神会知道。
But that's okay, because we're honoring God anyway.
那是可，就是这样，没有关系，因为我们是在，我们来荣耀神。
And again, I think about who can serve, and really, no matter where you are in your Christian life, if you're a new believer, if you've been a believer for a very long time, I think you can serve.
我同样还要再讲，不论你是刚刚得救的基督徒，或者是老基督徒，你都可以服侍。
Just again, examples with the photos. For example, Vincent, he's been a Christian for several years.
就像我们刚刚看的这个图片，我们提到了 Vincent, yeah. 他是几年的基督徒的。
And he did a great job. He was standing in a tree for an hour, just guiding a friend along.
你看，他就站在树上站了一钟头，站了那么长的时间，他就是在那里帮助一个人走过去。
But I also think about Ben, who I would say is just starting his journey as following Christ.
而我这里也想到刚刚那个 Ben, 他只是刚刚开始信主。
But he had a willing heart, and the things that he did were equally important.
可是他因为有一颗愿意做的心，所以同样的重要。
So at the same time, I think that we as believers, no matter where you are, you can serve.
所以作为一个信徒，不论你凌晨到什么程度，你都可以侍奉。
Now, a lot of times, I think that people think when you serve, you must be verbally preaching.Verbally evangelizing.
很多时候我们真的是认为只有话语上的服事。
A lot of times people think that, oh, when I go serve, I must tell them about Christ. I must give them some tracts or things like that.
很多时候我们想说，哎，我们出去 传福音，我们一定要给他福音单张，我嘴巴里面一定要告诉他讲耶稣基督。
And that is important. In the end, we want people to know the Lord. That is very important.
那当然很重要，我们的结果，我们结论，在最后我们总要就是要领他们到认识耶稣。
But I think sometimes you go serve God and serve the community and you might not be able to do that.
可是很多时候我们在这个社区服事的时候可能不允许你这样做。
I think about the people who went to the homeless shelter.
我就想到了我们中间能去服侍那些 无业游民、无家可归的人。
And for several hours, there's a group here cooking the food.
有几个钟头就有人在这个教会里面先 煮东西。
And there are a few hours where they went to the place to serve the food.
然后又有几个钟头我们带着食物去那个地方去服侍人。
And it was just for that one day.
就那一天。
And we do it every year, once a year.
我们每一年我们教会都这样的服侍。
And I don't think they had the time to preach there.
我不认为当去那边给这些没有家的人吃饭的时候，你有空在那里讲信息。
As they were serving, I don't think they were saying, "Oh, do you know you're a sinner? Do you need Lord?" I don't think they were saying that.
我不认为当他们给食物的时候，他们就问人家说，哎，你知道不知道你有罪吗？你是个罪人吗？
There was no time for that, and the setting was it was an inappropriate setting to do that also.
而且我想。一方面是你没有时间，一方面在那个场合好像也不好这样做。
But should they still have gone?
那如果不能这样做，他们是不是还仍然可以去服侍呢？
Of course they should still go.
那当然，他们还是应该去。
Certainly they were not able to preach with their words, but through their actions and through the love that they showed, I think that was very important that they went.
虽然他们不一定要用话语上来做，可是他们的行动就表现出那个服侍的重要。
And if you can ask anyone who's ever done that before, I think it's a great experience, and God definitely taught them a lot through serving also.
所以我想我们可以问那些曾经去过的人，他们都会告诉你，那实在是一个非常非常好的经历，而且能够经历神告诉他们怎么做。
Or I think about the young people that went to that camp for the disabled children.
我们再回到刚刚那些年轻人，他们到那个残障的那个营会去。
At the camp every night there is a speaker, and the speaker spoke about the gospel, spoke about Christ, spoke about crucifixion, resurrection, things like that.
在那个营会的晚上，每天晚上都有一位讲员来讲耶稣基督被钉十字架的信息。
But many of the friends who had disabilities,
可是这中间有好多的人，他们是身体残障。
They might not have understood it.
他们也心理上也残障，他们可能不听不懂。
During the sharing, they might not have been able to express anything. Some of them could not talk.
甚至有些人根本就不能讲话，所以你在团体讨论的时候，他怎么说呢？
Some of them even could not write.
有人也没办法写字。
And when we were there, and when these young people were there serving these people with disabilities, sometimes it was difficult.
有时候当我们要去服侍这些不能说不能写的人，有时候残障的人实在很不难容易。
For example, I think about Ben again, and remember his friend Matthew.
我还要再谈到刚刚我们看到那个 Ben 他服侍他的那个 Matthew 那个朋友。
After the first day, we were all talking about, oh, my friend said this to me, and it was interesting to learn about this and this.
可能第一天我们就会讲说啊，很有意思。你看，我们教他们学这个学那个。
And Ben said, "My friend Matt, he doesn't really talk."
当别人这样分享说，我跟别人告诉他什么的，可是 Ben 说，我服侍的那个人根本不会说话。
Did he understand the gospel? I don't know. We don't know.
我他也搞不知道，没有办法知道这个朋友他到底懂不懂福音。
But does that mean we should just ignore him and not try?
那是不是说他不会讲不懂我们就不理他呢？
Of course not. Ben spent5 days with this person Matthew, and he just sometimes sat there and just spent time with them looking at the scenery, or they wouldn't even talk.
那当然不是这样。 Ben 他花了5天跟这个不会说话的人坐在一起，有时候就坐在那里两个人一起看风景。
He showed him love through the love of God.
他向他表达的就是他的爱。
And all the kids did that. Vince, Andrew, everybody did that.
是每一个，事实上是每一个在那里服侍的人都是这样做的。
So although they were there and their job was not to verbally study the Bible or things like that, they still showed the love of Christ. And that was a great example, and that was a great way that they served.
虽然他们在那里不是每个人都用话语来服侍，可是他们却用非常好的方式服侍。
As you know, sometimes I spend a lot of time with some high schoolers.
你们或许知道我是花很多时间跟高中生在一起。
And again, the things that I do are very simple.
再说，我说我们有时候是很简单的服侍。
Once I was with a person in high school, and I gave him a ride, and then we went to this place to go swimming, and that's it.
有一次我就是给人家我带了一个人车子带一个人去游泳。
And we were going home, and on the way home, he said, genuinely said, "Oh, thank you very much. That was the most fun I've had in many years."
但可是就在我们回家的路上的时候，那个高中生竟然跟我说：“我实在非常感谢你，这是我这么多这几年来，今天是最我最愉快的一天。”
And he enjoyed the friendship, he enjoyed the brotherhood that we had.
他享受的我们中间的那个弟兄之间的那个交流。
And it opened up some, it just opened up some channels where I could talk to him about other things and about spiritual things.
这就打开了一个管道，让我可以跟他谈很多的事情，尤其是属灵的事。But
I really didn't do much. I mean, I gave him a ride and we went swimming. That's so simple, right?
所以我并没有做什么事情，我只不过带了他去游泳。Right,
Andrew at the camp, what did he do? He cut food. He would cut food for his friend to eat.
你看到Andrew，他去那个残障营，他做什么事呢？他就在那里切东西。No,
they would help serve pour water because some of the disabled kids could not pour water.
他就是在那替那些根本连水都不能倒的人，他替他倒水。Very
simple.
非常简单。But
I think that God will honor that, and it's equally important as other ways of service.
我深信神看这个服事跟其他重要的服事一样的看重。Now,
of course, when I say simple, I don't mean easy.
虽然我说这是很简单的，可是我并没有说那个是很容易的。Sometimes
serving can be very difficult.
有时候我们服侍的时候会碰到困难。Sometimes
you will spend time with somebody and talk to them, and they don't talk to you, and you just don't want to talk to them, and you don't want to spend time with them.
很多时候，当你要跟人接近的时候，人家根本就不想理你，你也觉得哎呀，我也就不想理他。I
know many times Pastor King says he'll speak, and he doesn't know if anyone will remember.
有时候像我们在这里讲信息的时候，我们也不确定说每个人都能听得进去。Sometimes
your service is physically hard. You might be building a house, you might be cooking, it's very hot, your back might hurt, it could be difficult.
有时候你如果用体力的劳动的时候，你煮饭食或者盖房子，你会非常的辛苦。But
I think that as long as we offer our talents, offer our abilities, offer our time and energy to God, He will accept it and He will turn it into something more.
可是我知道，什么时候只要我们从心里面真的把我们这一份摆出来的话，神一定会悦纳我们。And
He will give us the strength to do whatever service it is, no matter how difficult it is.
他会给我们力量去克服、去服侍这些难的工作。Because
ultimately, we are not serving people, although we are doing things for people, but ultimately, the motivation is to serve God.
当然，我们是在服侍人，可是我们最终的目的是在讨神的喜欢。And
that's the fourth point, that Jesus and Christ is our motivation and also our inspiration to serve.
所以我们来到了最后一点，就是耶稣基督应该是我们服事的动力，而且是我们的inspiration，是我们的动机。And
remember the disciples, a lot of times they were thinking about how to please the people around them.
很多时候我们去服事，我们想讨好旁边的人。But
the Bible says no, and Jesus said no, that no, you want to serve God, and your motivation is to serve Christ, even if the people don't appreciate it.
所以耶稣说不是这样的，有时候你服事的话，人家根本不感激你，可是你不是摆在人的身上。In
1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章,
1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4 to 6.
第二章的第四到第六节这样说的。
We speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts.
但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
You know, we never use flattery, nor do we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness.
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的。
We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else.
我们不是在这里寻求任何人的赞美。
So Paul here is writing, and he's saying, you want to please God, not men.
所以保罗在这里说，你是要讨神的喜欢，而不是来讨人的喜欢。
When we serve and when we serve the community, remember you're serving the Lord.
当我们在服侍我们的社区的时候，我们要知道我们是在服侍神。
Again, Paul in Ephesians in chapter 6, he talks about how when you serve, serve as if you're serving the Lord directly.
在以弗所书里面，保罗这样说：当我们服侍的时候，我们是直接的服侍神。
And a verse in Matthew 25 wraps that up very well.
在马太福音的25章是这样的结论的。
This is Matthew 25:34.
那里这样说的34节。
34 to 40.
34到40节。
And I'll read it.
我来读。
Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world."
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝呢？
When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you?
什么时候我们见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？
When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？
The king will reply.
王要这样回答,
I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
我实在告诉你们这些事，你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
So here Jesus is saying that when you serve people around you, and especially when you serve those who may never say thank you back to you.
所以耶稣在这里说的是，当你服侍的时候，尤其是那些根本可能没有机会来跟你说谢谢的。
Or you serve those who are unfortunate and might just be weak or lowly.
而且可能去你去服侍这些很不幸的人。
When you serve these people around you in your community, you are serving God.
当你服侍你周围这样的人的需要的时候，你是在服侍神。
So you might be thinking, Should I do this? Should I help build this house? Should I pray for this person? Should I go here or there?
或许你会这样想，那么我到底是不是应该到这里到那里，或者我应该为这个人祷告呢？
Is it really worth it? Will anyone notice? Will these people really be changed?
你有时候会想说，我这样做到底值得不值得？他到底会不会被改变？
Remember, when you do these things, it's really not your power that does anything special.
你要注意，并不是你的能力能够做这样的事。
But it's the power of God that can really change lives, and God knows what you're doing, and God will honor that service.
那是神的能力，神也会纪念你所做的服事。
Christ is the example. Christ is our motivation.
耶稣基督，他是我们的榜样，他也是我们的动力。
And sometimes when we give God something very small, He will honor it and take it and.Make it into something very great that we could never do on our own.
很多时候，当我们给神那个很小的一部分的时候，神可以把它变得很大、很有意义的事，那是我们做不到的。
And I think about the story of when Jesus fed the 5,000.
我也想到了耶稣用五饼二鱼服侍的。
Again, another famous story that many people know.
同样的，大家都知道这个故事。
But what you might not remember is that the original food that was given, the 5 loaves and 2 fish,
可能你不记得最早能够奉献出来的食物就是那么五个两条鱼跟五个饼跟两条鱼。
It came from a child.
那是从小一个小孩拿出来的。
A child was willing to give him, oh, this is what I have. Can I give you this?
啊，这个小孩子他说，这就是我有的，我愿意给你。
And of course, the disciples, I can picture it now. The disciples were probably like, oh, this is not enough.
我可以想象那些门徒们一看到这些东西说
like,、
啊
oh, what a dumb child.
啊，你这个笨孩子。
You just break a, what, you can break a little piece or something?
难道你就给人家这么滴滴吗？
But Jesus took that. He took the five loaves. He took the two fish.
可是耶稣接过来了。
And what happened?
而且他
what, do you remember what happened?
你知道什么事情发生吗？
Of course, 5,000 people were fed with that small offering.
你知道5,000人都吃饱了。
This child was willing to give his service of just giving up these small things to help hunger or physical need.
所以这个孩子他就是很自愿的愿意把他那么少的部分就拿出来。
And God took it and used it and it became so much more, something that the child and the disciples alone could never have done.
所以当耶稣把他拿来变成那么大的一个东西的祝福的时候，是这个小孩或门徒们根本没想象到。
And not only that, but if you remember, there's a lot left over also.
而且还不止这样，你还记得还剩了很多。
So clearly an act of God, clearly a miracle where something you offer is small and God makes it into something great to serve the whole community.
所以这里我们看到，当你只要摆上你那一小部分的话，神给他做的变成很大。
And I'll end with this verse in 1 Peter chapter 4.
最后我要用彼得前书第四章的经文来结束。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 to 2.
这个第四章的第一节跟第二节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了，你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再次度余下的光阴。
Again, Christ is the motivation. Christ is the example.
我再说一次，就是耶稣基督是我们服事的动力。
And I think about the things that Pastor King and, David Crennel have been teaching in Philippians.
我记得金弟兄还有 David 牧师Crennel 牧师都用过腓立比书第二章来讲服事。
And basically that when you do things for Christ, when you do things with the attitude of Christ, when you do things for the glory of God, it just becomes so much more.
你如果用耶稣基督那种性情那样谦卑来服事人的时候，神会把它升高变大。
Before we end, I'd just like to ask you a question.
And, 在我结束以前，我要问各位一个问题。
And give you a challenge.
而且我要给你一个挑战。
How can you be a everyday missionary?
你怎么样可以在你每天的生活里面成为一个传道者？
Again, some of you may never go to a camp with disabilities. Some of you may never go overseas, things like that. But you can still serve in many powerful ways.
我们可能不是每一个人都可以到这些营会或者到海外去传道，可是每个人每天都可以做。
Every day in simple ways.
每天在很简单的方式。
So I'm going to close in prayer, but before we do that, I want to give you some time, maybe 1 or 2 minutes on your own.
我马上就要做结束祷告，可是我愿意给每一位弟兄姊妹一两分钟的时间。
And just think about it. Who...Is there in your life right now? It could be at home, it could be at school, the workplace, it could be here at church.
你能不能花一两分钟时间？你现在想想到底谁是你需要服侍的人，在你的家里、学校或者教会。
I guarantee, just think about it, pray about it. There's someone or some people in your life that you know right now that could be served by you.
你就想想这个你所认识的人，现在你就为他祷告。这个人就可以受你的服侍。
And I want to encourage you to think about that. And you can do it, regardless of your age, regardless of how many years you've come to this church. You can serve God because God will give you the strength.
我相信，不管你来这个教会多长多久，可是你现在这样做的话，神会给你力量。
Okay, so let's do that together right now. Please bow your heads.
请我们一起低头，我们现在就来。
Dear Lord, I thank you for the words you have spoken to us today.
亲爱的主，我为着你今天跟我们说的话来感谢你。
Lord, I lift up the hearts and the prayers of everyone in this room right now.
我现在把每一个祷告的心现在抬到你的面前。
And whatever they were just thinking about, or whatever people that they were just thinking about just now,
不管他们现在所想到的是什么样的人，什么样的事。
Lord, that you would use the congregation to serve and love those people.
你会用着我们去服侍这些人。
Lord, we know that we are weak.
我们知道我们是软弱。
Lord, we know we are sinners.
我们也是罪人。
But Lord, we thank you that you still use us to be able to give glory to your name.
我们实在感谢你，因为你仍然用着我们来彰显你的荣耀。
Lord, and we believe that it's through your power that our weakness can become so much more.
主啊，我们知道，真的因着你的能力，可以越过我们的软弱。
That our tiny abilities or our small offerings, when given to you, can become so much more.
虽然我们给出来的是那么的微小，可是经过你可以变得很有意义。
So we just pray for an attitude of humility and of service.
我们在这里求你给我们一个谦卑服侍的心。
Remembering that you were the great example, and you are the great example of what it means to be a servant.
而且我们可以记得你是那个。你的教训，你是那个最好的榜样，就是怎么样来服侍人。
So we pray for guidance and that you would just be with us each day as we think about how we can bring glory to your name.
求你在我们每天的日常生活里面引导我们，怎么样能够使你的荣耀。
And Lord, I pray that in our communities, in our homes, in our workplaces, we would see your power working in the hearts of the people around us.
而且我为着我们的家、我们的社区、我们的学校、我工作的地方，让人能够看到你的能力，我来祷告。
All for the glory of God.
我们把，而且是，你的荣耀能够显出来。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.